Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello and welcome to our Talking Flicks to podcast. JT here with the wonderful Mr. Lee. How are you, Mr. Lee? Hello. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, JT. And it's a very special Wednesday, which we'll talk about later, probably towards the end of the podcast, because something special today.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what that could be. And see, how good is this? We're not even 30 seconds in and already you've given us a good hook. Look at your hooking, Mr. Lee. All these sexy hooks. It's great.
I like doing that just to keep people intrigued and thinking, oh, I wonder what it could be. So,
but nine out of 10 times, I was going to say.
Yeah. Well, it may not be good for one person, but it's good for everybody else.
Oh, so, right. Well, there you go. 9 out of 10 times, your surprises are pretty crap. So we'll see how we go.
Oh, you're so funny.
Yes. Oh, I am very funny. Very funny. You laughed, so it's got to be good. How's your week been, Mr. Lee, so far? We're only halfway, but has it been good?
It's actually been really good. I headed down to the Central Coast last weekend. Help move my son down. He's going to uni down that way.
Oh, yes, so. He's out of the nest. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good.
Was there any tears? Was it, you know, did you tear
well,
up?
Well, not sure really, because he came back with us on Sunday. So we moved a lot of his stuff down, and then he actually officially moves down in a couple of weeks. So
there'll be tears then. That's when it will happen. Yeah.
There will be. Yeah. I'm sure most of them will be from me.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. I'm sure Wendell will be all right, your wife. But how about you FaceTime me when this happens so I can see you tearing up? What do you reckon? Do you need some support?
You don't need to see that. It's not a pretty sight.
It's a shame. I did want to see it. Anyway, let's get into our talk and flickster for this week. The movie is Presence. No, and look, it goes without saying, Mr. Lee, you haven't seen this movie because it's not a Mr. Lee movie, as our fans would obviously know.
Yes, it's a horror thriller. And if I got to see it, the only reason I'd go see it is because Lucy Liu's in it. And I love Lucy Liu. I think she's a great actress. Love it.
It's been a long time since we've seen Lucy Liu, in a movie. Like, we all talk about Charlie's Angels and, this is... Yep. Yeah, so this is really cool, and I'm looking forward to asking our Talking Flickster how Lucy went in the film. We'll do that after we have a listen to the trailer. Should we do it, Mr. Lee? What do you reckon?
I think we should.
Headphones
let's
off for you?
Let's go to the trailer.
Okay, let's do it.
Yes.
What's it like?
What's what like?
I never had anybody die.
Scary. And it goes on.
What do you mean?
Like, the world cracks apart. And you fall into this hole. And the sides are mud, and you can't get out. And you wonder where they are. And you wonder what it would be like if you were there too.
Yeah, let's unpack this movie. Let's get straight to it. Our Talking Flickster for this week from Wagga Wagga, George. Hello, welcome to Talking Flicks, my friend.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Welcome on board. And Mr. Lee, I think it's the first time we've had a British accent on the show, but I'm liking it. This is going to be fun.
I'm liking it too. Yeah, it is. It's really good. Are you from Britain?
So I'm from Yorkshire and near Manchester originally. So only been in Wagga now for 3 months. So still kind of new to the area.
Yeah, well, you know what? The interesting thing is, George, we've actually had a lot of UK listeners joining us the last few weeks. So.
Oh, well. There you go. Well, hello to all then.
Yes, hello. And
hello to everyone back home.
Yeah, back home in Yorkshire. But, mate, great to have you on the podcast, and what a great movie to be doing as well. Last year was a massive year for horror, and it has continued into 2025. Presence, you went along to check this one out. What were your thoughts on the movie?
So, first of all, I thought it was great. I went in very blind to it. You've already mentioned Lucy Liu, who was I didn't know she was in it until I saw her face, and then was surprised by that. But I would say to anyone, go in as blind as possible. And yeah, it's a bit of a sleeper hit, but it's a great movie.
That's good. So if you had to describe the movie, George, how would you liken it to another movie? Because this is a very different way of telling the story, isn't it?
So yeah, it's not your usual ghost story. I've heard people comparing it to a film called A Ghost Story from maybe a few years ago, 2016, I think. It reminded me of Enter the Void, which is another point of view from someone who's died, and it's all told point of view in that kind of similar aspect. I think the main thing to think of if you're going into this film is to not see it as a conventional ghost story. Some people have likened it a little bit to thinking of Paranormal Activity, but it's not that kind of thing at all, really. Mm. It's more of a family drama than it is a horror film.
Right, and so the pains of the family in this film, how do they come into it? Just give us a bit of an intro just into, you know, how they, I guess, encounter this ghost. It would happen early in the film.
So it all happens early. I think the first shot is of the empty house as the ghost, or the presence, I think you should call it, moves around. And then we slowly see this family who are moving in. And from the offset, they're all talking hush-hush in different rooms about something that they've gone through or experienced. And it's only slowly drip-fed that the daughter of this family has gone through a bit of a tough time recently. And we're kind of slowly fed that as this ghost kind of latches onto her more than anyone else.
These sleeper films can be really good, can't they? Because, you know, you're waiting for that first jump scare, and then it just, boom, it sort of hits you, doesn't it?
Oh, I mean, this film it's a slow burner, but it burns hot, and it puts you on the edge of your seat from the on-go. And it's only 85 minutes long, so it doesn't mess around. It's all the fat's been trimmed, so it kind of what it's doing, it's doing effectively, and it's doing it well.
Which is interesting. Can I ask, do you believe in ghosts?
I mean, I've always had a funny thing about, you know, is it ghosts? Is there a presence? Is there time gaps that we can look through and into? And I think this film almost tackled like how I would perceive what people think as ghosts as maybe a more logical way. Something I could get on board with more than I could get on with like straight ghosts.
Yeah. So JT, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
You don't?
No.
Really? No. Well, see, I kind of agree with George. I reckon there is people in between the seconds that set up the next second. And you know how sometimes you lose your keys and you go, oh, and then you go back and you go, oh, look there, and they weren't there. So I really do believe something like that does happen. And it's not, yeah, it can't be real, I know, but I do believe something is there.
Yeah, there's something going on in your house, isn't there, Mr. Lee? Yeah, the ghost is your friend. It's probably Casper or something, I would imagine. That's what's going on.
Well, yeah, I'd hope it is Casper, because that's the only ghost I would like to see. I don't think
scare
I
the pants off
it.
You.
Yeah, it would still scare me. Exactly right, which is a bit scary. But yeah, but I like the idea of this movie because it is from the poltergeist's side of things, because he's in the room watching this family not destroy each other, but we know Rebecca, which is played by Lucy Liu, she's going through a few little issues at work. We won't say what issues they are. And their marriage is strained, all these little things. But the poltergeist, is, which they call presence, is seeing all this unfold, isn't it?
So, yeah, it's you almost take a back seat and forget about the ghost. It's almost like you are the ghost, just bearing witness to the drama of this family with problems at work, problems at school, marital problems and sibling rivalry. You get so involved in just these four characters' lives that when something does happen, it's a bit of a shock, and you remember that you are watching a quote-unquote horror movie or ghost tale.
Well, I've got to ask the question, Lucy Liu. It's been a while between drinks to see Lucy in films, and in a horror movie as well. What did you think about Lucy Liu's performance?
Lucy Liu puts in an amazing performance in this. Again, it's a family drama, and she does it so naturally. And honestly, this could be an award-winning performance from someone if it wasn't in such a small horror film.
And for her to play a mother as well, which I don't think she's played many roles as a mother either, so it's good that she's very versatile.
Yeah, yeah, and we all agree that Steven Soderbergh did a great job in this movie, because I think his directing skills in this, especially a horror film as well, he's nailed all the right parts, he's nailed all the right views and all the right shots.
Steven Soderbergh is one of those filmmakers who I think is as comfortable doing a big blockbuster like he does the Ocean's films, or he's got another one coming out next month actually called Black Bag, which looks more like a big spy thriller. But he's just as comfortable doing those as he is these small, like one location, like drama driven films. And it's amazing how he can just flick between the two and do both of them justice just as well.
Yeah, because he also directed Aaron Brockovich as well. So he has a really, really vast range that he can do. And you mentioned Black Bag. That looks really good. I can't wait for that to come out next month, I think it is. It's got Kate Blanchett in it.
So. I think the trailer played before before Presence, and films look night and day completely. The fact he's done them so close together is incredible.
George, are you a horror fan? Like, do you enjoy a good horror movie, or is it one of your go to genres?
I am definitely a horror fan, and it's definitely one of my go to genres.
So, where would you, if you had to look at it, like when you look at Presence, how would you rank that along, you know, among some of the big horror films you've seen over time?
I mean, it's funny because, I mean, I'm a big fan of all the slashers and everything horror, really. But I really struggle to find this as a horror film, because it's so slow building. It doesn't have the film I'd probably compare it both to is an Australian horror film, actually, Lake Mungo, in that it almost forgets that it's a horror film, and it just, you get caught up in a drama that then just leads to a spine tingling ending that just leaves you like it hangs over you for a good while after you've left the theatre. That's one of my favourite horror films. So I guess this does stand up against some greats, but for different reasons than you might think.
Is there a good twist, George? Like, obviously we're not going to talk about what happens, but yeah, is it one of those movies where you're waiting to the end of the film, you're itching to find out what happens, and then boom, it hits you with a big surprise?
I think it definitely hits you with a big surprise. I wasn't expecting a big surprise, and then when it was unveiled, it gave shivers down my spine.
Even Mr. Lee wants to go and see it now. I can see he's sitting there. He's looking very happy. He's like, I can't wait to get in there this weekend. I'm in there.
I'd have to watch it during the daytime, but that's the only thing.
Yeah, we don't want any bad nightmares or...
No.
Yeah, gripping the wife too much while she's trying to sleep. Yeah. Yes.
Correct. Yeah, and as we all know, Unhappy wife, unhappy life. So
that's right.
We've got a happy wife.
You were a very fast learner with that, weren't you, Mr. Lee?
Oh, I was in the first, 24 hours of marriage.
And what year was that, Mr. Lee?
Hopefully Wendy's not listening. Yeah. Oh, we won't go there either. Now, something that I didn't know until I was researching about the movie, George, was the on-screen credits. Did you notice the font at all?
So I picked up on it straight away when the opening title is the same font they used for Poltergeist, the 1982. Is it 82?
Yeah, it was
82. So they used the same font, which was a nice homage to another haunting movie.
So nostalgic, isn't it? Like when you see that writing, and you just straight away recognise what film it's from.
Yeah, it sets an expectation of what you're then in for, as far as the rest of the movie goes.
All right, well, our Talking Flicks to last week, Mel, she had a question for you, and it is this, George.
George, if you were going to be in a horror movie and be the person being chased by the bad guy, which horror movie would that be?
I instantly think of the Blob from the 1950s, which was a film I watched a lot as a kid, and it terrified me as a kid, but I now reckon I could probably outrun it.
Right, yeah.
Wasn't the Blob coming out of the cinema?
There's a great bit where it's almost like it's coming through the window into the screen and then onto the street.
What about you, Mr. Lee? What movie, what horror film who would you be running away from? Which baddie?
Well, you know what? One of the horror movies that I do remember when I used to watch them all the time is the Enterville Horror.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I can still remember and see and hear the voice of the guy, the ghost saying, "Get out." And then, you know, writing in blood on the walls and things like that. That house, if I see that house or anything similar to that house, first thing I think of is Enderville Horror.
How did the creepy voice go again?
I'm not saying because you record it and then...
Shalamai.
And that's exactly right. You play it back all the time. And I'm not saying that. Hey, what about you, JT? What about horror?
It's got to be like... It's got to be like Scream or something like that, you know? The ghost face and Scream. Because I reckon I could kick his ass. But
oh really? You're not Drew Barrymore at the beginning making popcorn.
She made so many mistakes. Oh, don't get me started. This is a whole podcast. This I could chew 30 minutes up with all the mistakes that characters have made in films to survive. So yeah, George, you've done incredibly well, mate. Incredibly well. And for that, let's open up Mr. Lee's freezer. He's got the choc tops. There's heaps in there, and he's getting out 5 for you, George. Mr. Lee, you got them there? Come on.
I've got them here. George, I'm going to give you 5 Choc Tops. So out of 5 being the best movie, how many Choc Tops are you going to give this movie presents?
I'd give presents 4 Choc Tops.
That's pretty damn good. I like that. 4. You know what? I knew that it would be a high score based off the opening part of the podcast from George. He thoroughly enjoyed it. So if you had to wrap this one up for somebody thinking about going and seeing it this week or this weekend, and they're sort of a bit undecided, what do you think gets this one home?
I think it's 85 minutes. I think it just gets in, it gets out. There's no waste. It just beautifully just like gives you everything you need, just slowly keeping you under the edge of your seat all the way through. And it's a great time, and you'll be thinking about it long after the credits have rolled.
That's great. It's got me in, Mr. Lee. I'm hooked.
It has.
I'm ready to go.
I'm thinking maybe Valentine's night might be a good thing with the wife. Go and watch it.
Yeah, great idea, isn't it? Yeah. Some cuddles afterwards.
I think there'll Special be a lot cuddles. Of cuddles just trying to calm me down.
I'm sure there's romantic films for that, Mr. Lee. But, George, mate, you've done a fantastic job. And we've got another Talking Flicks the next week. Mel's back, Mr. Lee.
Is back because Mel filled in last week for us. And this is actually the first time this has ever happened where a Talking Flickster has asked the question And then the talking flickster that she's meant to ask is now asking the question back. So this is actually really interesting. So Mel's watching Bridget Jones Mad About the Boy. What would your question be for Mel, please, George?
I mean, it'd be too easy to just ask her the same question she's just asked me. But on the back of Bridget Jones, I guess I would ask, who's better, Hugh Grant or Colin Firth?
Yeah. Oh, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, because everyone loves Mr. Darcy.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's not in it, this one.
No.
Because I won't give spoilers away, but he's not in it. But it would be interesting to find out. Oh, no, it's still a good question, but because I think that's a really good thing because we've had three movies with him in it, so and everyone loves Colin Firth. So.
But you know what, George? It's understandable why you wouldn't know that and why Mr. Lee would because Mr. Lee loves a good rom-com. Yeah, he does. That's where you find him on the weekend, and he loves a good soppy movie too, so loves letting out his inner emotions. So that's where he'll be this weekend, not watching Presents. if you want to be a talking flickster, it is so easy. Forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Go there, fill out the form, and we'll send you off to see a movie to go and see something. Come on and like George and review it. And we'll send you to see something that you want to go and see. Because George, he's a fan of horror, so that was what we did. If you're a fan of a rom-com or a animation, Mr. Lee will hook you up with some tickets.
Exactly right. So you can go and enjoy it. Now, just before we go, because I know we're nearing the end of the podcast, today is something special. And I said at the beginning of the podcast, I'm going to say something. I want to wish you a happy birthday, JT, because it's your birthday today. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Thank you. Yes. Wow. I was hoping you'd forget. I really was.
No. I don't forget things like that. It comes up in my calendar every 12 months.
Oh, great.
I know.
I'll be deleting that out of your calendar, Mr. Lee. So you want and how crap is this? I had to come to work on my birthday, but
I know that's bad.
And not only do I spend Christmas and New Year's with you, now I spend my birthday with you. That's
And I don't want to say anything, but we'll be spending Valentine's Day together as well. But anyway, we won't talk about that until Friday.
Of course, we bloody would be. You could have given me the day off, Mr. Lee, but no, I had I had to come in. So, thank you, Mr. Lee. So, what did you get me? Where's my
It's in the post.
Of course it is. It's a flipping 406 gift card, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, what else?
Yeah, I look forward to that. That's nice. Yeah, and let me guess, the post will get lost, no doubt. Is that right? Yeah. You sent it snail mail, correct. Knowing you.
Yeah,
snail mail, too tight to send it by express, so yeah.
Aren't stamps like 30 cents? Oh, hang on. That was about 20 years ago. Sorry.
Yeah, there is inflation now, Mr. Lee. No, there is inflation. Yeah. So thank you very much, Mr. Lee. And thank you for reminding me I am another year older. That's great.
But no problems. That's my
let's
job.
Let's end on a positive note, though. Positive thought for the day. Are you ready for it, or do you not want me to do it today?
No, do a positive thought. I really enjoy this.
Okay. It's a nice way to get into your afternoon, right? Well, here's today's positive thought. This one's from Willie Nelson, you know, the musician.
Yes.
Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results. Maybe that's why you're getting no positive results, Mr. Lee. You got to get rid of the negative. You got to get rid of it. That's right.
Right. Well, that should have been my New Year's resolution.
It should have been, but it wasn't, was it? No. Your New Year's resolution was to maintain the rage. Doing a good job, Mr. Lee. Doing a good job. George, thank you so much for coming on. Mate, we'll have to get you back on again, hopefully soon.
Yeah, it'd be great to come back on. Thank you very much for having me. And happy birthday, I guess.
Thank you very much, George. I do appreciate it, mate. Let's get out of here, Mr. Lee. We'll see each other on Friday for Valentine's Day. Yeah.
I've got the cake in the kitchen, so we can go cut the cake.
Let's do that now. Is it good? I don't know. Like, is it?
It's an ice cream cake because I know you like ice cream.
I do like ice cream cake. That's good. May not be much left. We'll see how we go, Mr. Lee. And we'll catch you on Friday midday. Have a good one.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.